It's time for another check-in with some Beach High School athletics with Mr. Zier, the activities director in Beach, and the football and track coach, of course. But let's start with some Buccaneer football. They were last at Standing Rock and won a close one 18-4. So how'd that one shake out for you guys, Mr. Zier?
Yeah, it was, it was kind of a back-and-forth game. It was, I think we were up 12-6 at halftime. And, Standing Rock, it was their homecoming, and they were really ready to play. I was really happy with the effort and the grit of our kids. We finished the game with 12 players, and I was on my third center. I mean, it was one of those deals where it's, we're calling a timeout, teaching someone how to snap the football. that's never something you want to do going into a game, or during a game. But, it's a long trip over there. I was really happy with the effort and leveled us up at 2-2. But my concerns going forward is my lack of numbers. Not necessarily, we're playing 9-man. You always have low numbers. But it gets to the point, where you got to have some subs available at different positions and things. So it's just going to be a concern here for this last month of the season.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one. I think I've been hearing the same stuff going over just across the border there in Weibo, much the same kind of singing the blues over there. But up next for the Buccaneers, and Hedinger against Hedinger Scranton. So any kind of big things you got to watch out for other than the health taking them on?
Yeah, Hedinger's a really good team. They run the ball well and actually pass the ball well. So they've scored, I think, at least 30 points in all their games this year. Or close to it, so they're really explosive on offense and defense. They do a nice job. They run a little 44 front and really nice job with it. So playing down in Hedinger, that's one of our oldest rivals. We played them in the old 11-man days and now in the 9-man days, and so it's always a good trip down to Hedinger and always have a tough opponent down there. So looking forward to the trip, and hopefully the kids will respond. We're asking some kids to do some new things this week, and we'll just see how it goes.
Awesome. And then, so good luck to the Buccaneers in that one. And then some volleyball talk for you. I thought I'd pick your brain a little bit here. So volleyball looks like they're on a week off, are the Lady Buccaneers. They last fell to Richardson Taylor, 1-3. And next at Beulah, the 24th, is that correct?
That's right. That's next week. Yep, we're off until next Tuesday, and then we play in the New England tournament. To be honest with you, that's one of my worst schedules is my volleyball schedule as far as from an AD standpoint. I mean, the kids are fine with it and everything, but, it is so dang tough when I inherited it. And the good news is that next year when we go to a three-class system, we're going to start fresh with that volleyball schedule. And so hopefully I don't have so many big gaps in it. I hate doing that to kids. But coaches kind of take it both ways, though, to be honest with you. Some coaches don't mind a game a week because then they can, hey, that's some good practice time. But then other coaches are like, hey, I'd like to have two or three. Too much inactivity is not a good thing.
Yeah.
And I get that. So, yeah. So looking forward to that. The girls last night in Richardson, they won a set or game. I always forget. And so they lost 3-1. But I tell you what, man, we're playing really good volleyball. We've really improved, and I couldn't be more proud for those girls.
Awesome. That's awesome to hear. And then one more sport to pick your brain with here. Cross country, you guys hosting a meet next week, it looks like?
Yeah, next Tuesday we host a little meet, it's our varsity runs. We're kind of starting our program. We're 3-4 years in, and so some of the bigger schools, when I say bigger, I mean, state top teams, like Bowman and Kildare, they're really good in our state. They'll send over some of their JV kids, and that's great. And then some bring their varsity, smaller schools like us, and just a small little meet, and they kind of do a course out and run in the trees and run around the football field. We got a big fenced-in field, and we kind of do it there because that way we have restrooms and those kinds of things. And my coach, Jada Kerr, she does a great job. She started it kind of from scratch. I'm really looking forward to hosting that for the kids. And top 20 kids in each division gets a T-shirt courtesy of Buccaneer Athletics. And looks to be a good time, yeah.
Right on. Sweet. Well, boy, you sure have your plate full up there in Beach as the old activities director. So kudos to keeping up with it all. And thanks for keeping us updated as well.
Yeah, hey, thanks, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk about our student-athletes.
Yeah, anytime. We sure like keeping in contact and seeing what's going on up there, so we'll definitely get you back on the old horn next week.
Okay, sounds good.